everybody, and welcome to this event. What I'm going to talk to you today is about turmeric, which is called the golden spice in India. So what is this turmeric? So turmeric is basically the powder of the dried roots of a plant called curcuma longa. And for centuries, people in India have used this in their food, and that's what makes the food yellow, as you might have noticed in the Indian restaurants. So what does curcumin do? So the medicinal properties of curcumin have been known for a long, long time, and people have used it in Indian medicine called Ayurveda for rheumatoid arthritis and for a number of ailments, even Alzheimer's. And of course, they called it forgetfulness and dementia. So when I started looking into it, and why did I look at curcumin as something of interest to breast cancer? So I realized after working for almost now 30 years in breast cancer that we can keep on detecting it early, and we can keep on developing methods to combat it at one level and the other level and so on and so forth. But this search is endless, and the only way large plagues and real bad diseases like typhoid and cholera and mumps, etc., have been combated is with vaccines, not with a cure. It's going to be impossible to cure, I feel, any of the cancers. We have to start at prevention. And so recently I've focused my attention on prevention of breast cancer. And I do only breast cancer, as you will find in many of the Hopkins faculty. We really focus on one thing. So how does this act as a preventive in breast cancer? And I began to look at it, began to test it in animals, and as I delved deeper and deeper, I realized that it is not just cancer that this curcuma longa root powder turmeric affects, but it also affects a number of diseases, a number of ailments that all of us suffer from: rheumatoid arthritis, pre-diabetic conditions, a number of people who have wounds that never heal, and has been now being tested in a radiation therapy setting where it seems to hasten wound healing, etc. So when I started looking at all this, there's 500 papers on different aspects of how curcumin helps all of these different diseases. But when you look at the number of clinical trials that have been done, as is needed in our country, to really take it into the next step, and that is to the patients, how many case-controlled, well-planned clinical trials have been conducted? And the answer is hardly a handful. And as a result, it has never taken off, never been really instituted into our lives. And so my mission for the next few years is to not only use the very solid preclinical data and to generate those when they are not there, but to take it to the next step and ask my clinical colleagues to run well-controlled trials. And with this mission and with its multiple good properties, and the recent, very recent findings are that it's able to combat not only the cancer and is able to collaborate with chemotherapy to reduce tumor sizes, but it's also able to overcome chemotherapeutic resistance. So with all of these good qualities, what do we do with it? So people ask, okay, so how do we use it? And it's really very, very simple. Curcumin is being sold in all of the nutraceutical companies in bottles, pills. If that's all you can do, just pop the pills. But if you can use it at home, in your cooking, that's the best way to make it bioavailable. So whatever you saute, heat the oil, throw half a teaspoon of this turmeric in, and take it as salad dressing, in pasta sauces, whatever you cook. It's harmless, it's tasteless, it's not a hot spice, it doesn't give you any aftertaste, it just gives color to the food that you eat. That is a small sacrifice for all the good things that turmeric does. Thank you very much.